Kia ora, this is your Wātea Midday News. Greens Justice spokesperson Timothy Paul says defunding cultural reports will deprive the justice system of valuable information into the drivers of crime. Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith is bringing in legislation to deny legal aid funding for the reports, which are used to give judges background information on defendants when it comes to sentencing. Ms. Paul says National's one-size-fits-all approach to crime and justice will end up creating more victims because people who come out of prison and go back to causing harm rather than addressing their underlying problems. She says most people in prison have disabilities, mental health issues, addiction issues, and extensive histories of trauma.
Most people in prison are deeply traumatized people, and I can tell you now that putting them in jail is not going to heal them. Making sure that they have the right rehabilitative support, that they've got access to counselling and programs that support them to be the best versions of themselves is what will see crime reduced in our communities.
Tamitha Paul says the cost of imprisoning people is far higher than crime prevention, which can include better housing, employment, livable benefit rates, and even lunch in schools. A member of the Toitū Te Tiriti protest group says getting onto the Marae Ātea allowed the group to deliver its message to the government loud and clear. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon asked organisers to let the group forward during the forum session after Monday's pōwhiri. Eru Kapakingi says it's the biggest Waitangi commemoration he's attended, showing how te iwi Māori are growing and embracing their culture. They were also able to turn te whare runanga into a more political space.
Mai anō, that's what a marae is meant to be for, but it's become overly influenced from government preferences. I would like to see kind of a revival or a return, I guess, of the wairua of the forum tent to the marae, where it all started.
Eru Kapakingi says activists like Hone Harawira, Annette Sykes and Hilda Harawira have passed their legacy of outspoken activism to a new generation. Ikaroa Rāwhiti MP Kushla Tangaire Manuel says her electorate is lacking government support as it struggles to recover a year on from Cyclone Gabriel. Last week, Emergency Management and Recovery Minister Mark Mitchell announced nearly $15 million of support funding for Northland, Coromandel, Waikato and Manawatū. Ms. Tangaire Manuel says many of her constituents are still displaced from their kāinga and the region as a whole needs some major investment.
I think a lot of the issues that we're talking about that are costing so much, you know, infrastructural things that were just exacerbated really by Cyclone Gabriel. If you look at the East Coast, for example, State Highway 35 needed work prior, but it's dire now.
Kushla Tangaire Manuel hopes this month's Tomorrow Together Summit in Napier will give her constituents a chance to tell the government what solutions they need. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Kua te reo no mate ariki tēnei, tūrou!